One competition win is great, but two is even better. That's exactly what Pemberton-based band The Zoomers were able to achieve less than 6 months after launching their band. The indie folk rock group took out the Battle of the Bands competition at a jam-packed Bracondale Art Gallery, Cafe and Culture Center on January 31st. It was packed and had such great energy, The Zoomers frontman Tom Sima told the Squamish Chief. The crowd was amazing for every band. People were out there and supporting, but definitely, when we came on, it got funky, it got groovy, people were really dancing. And you know, for me as a musician, that means more to me than the amount of applause we get, or the prizes, or the accolades. For me, getting someone in the zone and grooving and dancing to my music, I guess, just kind of feel like I'm connecting with them. The Zoomers went up against Squamish local bands Shiny Red Button and Zombie Roof. The band Sima formed the Zoomers in Pemberton during the summer of 2024 alongside bassist Jesse Richards, percussion man Mikey Muscat, and guitar player Alex Drapeau. After doing a handful of gigs in December 2024, the group decided they'd try their luck at the Whistler Music Search, an annual competition that showcases sea-to-sky bands and solo acts. Little did they know they'd end up being crowned as the winners and taking home the $1,000 cash prize and an even larger fan base. It was this experience that made Sima decide to roll the dice at the Battle of the Bands just over a month later. Right after the Whistler Music Search, someone sent me the Squamish event, and we were kind of umming and ahhing about it, thinking, do we want to go down? It's a bit of a long drive, and we had just done a competition, Sima said. Obviously, being a new band without any recordings yet and without any material to kind of send to festival promoters, it's hard to show how good you are, so, I thought. Could you imagine if we won two of these things? That'll at least be something to put on the resume and show that we're the real deal. The multi-week series kicked off on January 10th, with the winners of each round getting to perform at the finals on January 31st in the hopes of scoring the prize of a headline gig at the Bag later this year. The sound, when describing any band, it can be difficult to nail down a specific genre that the music fits into, and the Zoomers find themselves not wanting to lock themselves into one specific sound. I always have trouble with that one, just because I don't like to pigeonhole us, Sima said. I do think that's kind of what's cool about the Zoomers. It's a bit of an eclectic mix of genres, it's definitely like a folk rock kind of sound, but then we have some psychedelic elements and some jazz infused into it. When people ask me, I like to say that it's music that you can rock out, groove, trip out or bust a move to. Because you see people in the crowd, some are just standing there with their eyes closed, just bobbing their head, grooving, and then some people are really shaking their booty. What's next? After a jet-fueled few months, the band plans to take some time to focus on recording music. After this competition, we wanted to take a little bit of a breather and focus on recording music because we really want to do some festivals this summer and maybe even tour around BC, Sima said. In order to do that, we need to have some recordings. We're kind of pooling our money from all the gigs we've been doing to go towards recording studio time. The group haven't set a date for their Bag headline show but expect it will be in the next few months. I think that's going to be our focus the next couple months when we might play the odd gig, but we are really focusing on getting our music out there and then hitting the summer hard, Sima said. Follow the Zoomers on Instagram to see where they'll be performing next. Tilda with files from David Song, Peak News Magazine.